Reformed Church.
All right, thank you so much, Jesus, for who you are, for what you've done. Thank you, Father, for the flower of manifestation you've put on the inside of us, Lord, and that that is going to be shown forth to so many people, Lord, that that will be affected by that, Lord, in these last days. Thank you so much, Jesus, for what you're doing through this church, for the message that you have committed to us, Lord, for the just the beautiful things, Lord, that you've shown us and that are being manifested to other people as well. Thank you, Father, for healing, Lord, in the face of sickness. Thank you, Father, for life in the face of death. I thank you so much, Lord, for happiness in the face of sadness and depression. I thank you so much, Father, for all the good things you've given us, and that they're no longer too good to be true because Jesus has provided all these things, and we can just spread this to other people. Thank you so much, Lord, for the completeness of your work, how there's nothing that you left undone for us, nothing at all, Lord. I thank you that every need has been met and every question has been answered. Thank you so much, Lord, that nothing is impossible for you, Lord. And Father, I pray that we would start grasping that. Nothing is impossible for you. And therefore, Lord, that's why you also said that all things are possible to him who believes. When we access from you, Lord, we're accessing the God with whom nothing is impossible. So thank you so much, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for that. There's a tremendous amount of power available to you from God. A tremendous amount of power available to you from God. And I'm confident to say that more power than you realize right now is available to you through Jesus and through his sacrifice. If you would begin to acknowledge these things, there's nothing that would be impossible for you. Nothing would be impossible for you. You can see every bit of the will of God manifest in your life and things rectified in your life that you didn't think was possible before. And God just wants you to start acknowledging him. God wants you to start acknowledging him as provision for that area. Thank you so much, Lord. We should just stop chalking this up to be living in a fallen world, or this is just normal, or this is not something that can be helped. Everything can be helped. Every single thing can be helped. But it's going to take you acknowledging the provision of Jesus and learning it to access these things. Thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you for the completeness of what you've done, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Spirit, Lord, that's here right now. Thank you for the movement of your Spirit, Lord, manifesting everything Jesus provided. Thank you so much, Lord, for the movement of your Spirit. Thank you for the answer to everything moving. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just give it 1 second. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the movement of your Spirit, Lord, manifesting everything that Jesus provided. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. We need to start acknowledging that and opening up our brain to that. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord, but we need to access it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Just as I close up this bit right here, if you could look up here just for a second, I just want to tell you two different things. One is that when I say nothing is impossible for the Lord, I don't mean that the Lord can automatically do that in your life. Because again, if you read Mark chapter 6, I believe it's verse 5, it says that Jesus could do no mighty work there. And it was because of their unbelief. So it's our belief in the Lord, not our belief that God exists, not our belief that his power exists, not just our trust in God. Just so you know, you do not receive by trusting in God. You do not receive by trusting in God. I'm going to say that one more time. You do not receive by trusting in God. You receive by trusting what his son Jesus did. Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is the way. The Father is actually not the way. Jesus is the way to the Father. If you do not believe that Jesus provided for that specific area and know what he provided for the specific area, you will not receive in that area. So it is true, all things are possible with God because his power is unlimited, but there is a particular way through which we access that limitless power, and that's through understanding what Jesus did for that specific area. So that's one clarification I want to make when we receive from God. So it is true, again, Nothing is impossible for God. So you can see every single problem in your life rectified. Every single problem. Anything short of perfection, you can see it rectified in your life. But you need to just simply learn what Jesus did for that specific area. And the vast majority of Christians would not be able to answer you if you ask them what Jesus did for particular areas. They don't know the scripture for it. They don't know what he did. And that's why there's lack of receiving. But it's not because God doesn't like that person. It's not because God doesn't love that person. It's just because they don't know the love that's been demonstrated for that area. So that's really important. If you want to unleash the limitless power of God in that area, you need to know what Jesus did for that area. Okay? Okay, so a lot to say about that. One other point I want to make to you is that you will be criticized for acknowledging these things, okay? And I just want to tell you that because sometimes Christians think they're doing the wrong thing or they allow people's criticism of them to shake them from continuing to pursue these things. You will be. God actually assures you that you will be criticized and persecuted when you start believing in this, the limitless possibilities of the cross. And again, it's not just trusting in God. It's trusting in how did Jesus provide for this area? It's Jesus particularly. And when you receive Jesus, you're automatically receiving the Father. But you will be criticized for these things, and God just wants to make sure that you stand fast and you hold fast to these things that he's showing you, even in the face of criticism, even in the face of people leaving you, in the face of whatever. People can say whatever they want to say, but you need to stay on track because no one has loved you the way that God has loved you, and therefore no one's opinion is worth being shaken or even slowing down on the things that God's teaching you. So I just want to encourage you in that also. There will be attacks from other people. There will be criticism from other people. And I just feel like God just wants to tell you to stand fast in the things that you're willing to learn from him. And if you are willing to learn, to continue to learn, and to not, in 2 John, he just basically says, and let's not lose what we've worked. He's talking about deceivers in the world in 2 John, and he says, let's not lose what we've worked for, meaning he's talking about faith there and what we've learned, and let's not lose what we've learned just because people came in to try to deceive us or to criticize us or whatever it may be. So I want to encourage you in that. You're going to get criticism, but I'm telling you, it's well worth going through people's criticism to receive the life that God wants you to live in. It's so well worth it. All that just becomes kind of strangely dim when you are seeing Jesus and you are pressing forward in that, and it's well worth it. But I just want to tell you that comes so that you're not shaken from what you're learning, okay? God has a lot for you. If you want direction on that, though, and say, what did Jesus provide? If you can look at problems in your life and you don't know what Jesus provided for those areas, seeing as you won't receive until you do know specifically what Jesus provided for those areas, I would ask you, because all those specific questions can't be answered in one message, if you don't know, come up after service. Pastor Zay will be up here after service. You can ask any of the leaders. But ask somebody, what did Jesus provide for that area? And then we can answer that. And then we can also point you to material, because the one answer is not going to do it for you. Then we can point you to material online where you can learn more. Because, again, until you know, nothing's going to happen there. With all God's limitless power, nothing will happen in your life. You need to know. People perish for lack of knowledge. And if you've got that lack of knowledge and you don't want to be perishing in your life constantly, let's change something. Okay? If you don't change something in your mind, nothing's going to change in your life. So let's change something. How about that? Everyone agree with that? Let's change something in our mind so that we can change our life, so that we can change the world around us. That would be a nice thing, right? But you got to start changing your mind first, all right? And we'll be able to point you to resources to be able to do that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.